Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Sunday, July 28th, 2013, and it's time for our new segment, Wealth Zone Radio, with host Teresa R. Martin. Enjoy.
This is Wealth Zone Radio, featuring Teresa R. Martin Esquire, part of the Coco Express Network, a show dedicated to financial literacy, generational wealth, investing, ownership, and so much more. Your journey starts right now.
Well, welcome, 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 everyone, to Wealth Zone Radio on this 28th day of July 2013. I am your host, Attorney Teresa Martin, and I am so excited about tonight's call. We are actually going to delve deep into the legitimacy of direct sales network marketing. We are actually going to demystify the myths. Currently, it's estimated that there's about 50 million people worldwide involved in this network marketing industry, almost $100 billion annual wholesale revenue that's involved in this industry. And given the history of network marketing and its rapidly growing popularity, the network marketing industry is definitely recognized as one of the fastest growing industries in the world. Yet, because of the illegal pyramid schemes, and network marketing has received a black eye from the public. And joining us tonight to demystify the myths of network marketing, we have none other than Mr. William Moore, who happens to be a direct sales specialist, a field trainer, a coach in the areas of direct sales and network marketing. So definitely you're going to hear a lot of information. So please have pen and paper on hand so that you can take copious notes. So without further ado, I want to introduce our guest speaker on tonight, Mr. William Moore. Mr. Moore, are you there?
Yes, I am. Oh, I'm so excited, and thank you for having me. It's an honor and a privilege.
Thank you so much, because I am so excited about tonight's topic, because we know that the network marketing industry definitely helps so many people, and it has, you know, such an incredible opportunity attached to it, but yet there's so many negative aspects of network marketing, and I really want you to explain to our audience, you know, what exactly is network marketing? What is it?
Well, I mean, you know, that's a great question. I'm glad we're starting off this way, because the people, they really dismiss things they don't understand. I mean, all network marketing is, first of all, it's also known as multi-level marketing, and it really is just a process of distribution. It's a legitimate business model that uses direct selling and relationship referrals as a method of selling the company's products or their services, and that's really all it is. See, anytime that an ordinary person that may not have a sales background, may not be connected to a big company, a big conglomerate, can actually get involved in this industry where they can actually make money, now it's like, oh, we question it. But that's all it is. It's just a model of distribution of services.
Wow. So basically, instead of putting something on a commercial, you know, like I see that they do aspirin and soaps and lotions on television, network marketing is more of directly selling to the customer?
Exactly. I mean, so instead of paying all them dollars, you know, for marketing and all that, it's just like word-of-mouth advertising. Like, how many times have you went to a show or you went to a movie or you went to a restaurant and you said, hey, man, listen, next time if you're in the mood for so-and-so, go to this restaurant. Basically, that's free advertising. How many times do we do that? We do it every day. How many times do we get paid for it? We never get paid for it. This is just a model by saying, if I do the same thing I just mentioned, say, hey, if you go to this movie, and then all of a sudden MGM gives me a check, You know, guess what? I'm going to be referring everybody. So that's really all it is. It's more, you know, word of mouth, you know, person-to-person type of advertising, getting a product out.
Well, that really, you know, really explains a lot, and it really makes sense because, as you mentioned, you know, there's so many times that, you know, I think the other day when I went to TGIF and I had the Jack Daniels burger, I definitely told my girlfriends, you know, have you tried the Jack Daniels burger at TGIF? And I guarantee you that TGIF did not give me a check or anything for that. So I do understand, you know, referral and things of that sort. So that makes a lot of sense. But on that note, you know, how does one – you know, land up into a network marketing company? Because I can, trust me when I say I've been approached by many people, you know, about network marketing, and I'm very familiar, you know, with network marketing as it relates to compensation plans, because I did do a lot of work in that. But as far as just one person just saying, I don't know anything about business, I don't know anything about, you know, distributing products or services, how does one like yourself get involved in network marketing? So tell us, how did you wind up, you know, in network marketing and now being one of the foremost trainers and coaches in the network marketing direct sales industry in the tri-state? Talk to me about that.
Well, yeah, that's an interesting question, because I can really tell you that I had no inclination of being in such a company. You know, basically I got involved off of a dare. Somebody had saw an opportunity where the company was offering some type of legal insurance, you know, and I just thought that was the most ridiculous thing. But he dared me to at least go to the meeting. So I went to the meeting, and I heard what they were saying, and though the company was offering a legal insurance type of product, what they were talking about was something much bigger, about changing your life, about being tired of other people dictating your life. And that's something I had to identify with because, you know, I was in the military at the time, and, you know, though my career was going, you know, at a nice pace, still my bank account didn't reflect that. So I recognized that there was a need to make more. Then I remember, you know, my father, as I was growing up, saying that, you know, being in business and have to be in position to network, you know, so you can do more business and not just in your local area, around the country. And that really resonated in my mind. So, you know, when I heard the model was talking about, though I was very apprehensive, and at that time I was married, but I ran about my wife, you know, she thought that was the most ridiculous thing. There were so many people saying that doesn't make sense, that it just made me more intrigued than the people in my life who, you know, were influential to me, you know, like my commanding officer, you know, like a few people in my family. What they were saying is that, you know, that's something that you probably should look into and get involved in. So that really motivated me to say, hey, maybe I should try this out. And when I tried it out, trust me when I say, I had no intentions of making a career out of it. I just wanted to make a couple of extra dollars. But one thing that I recognize is that in any type of MLM or network marketing opportunity, you know, you have to look at their business model. You have to look at how they train and how they can duplicate. And when I got into a successful model, that's how we were able to duplicate. And I'm going to say that was over 12 years ago. You know, I'm not going to tell you the type of income that we've made, that we've accumulated since then. But now it's become my career path. It's changed my mindset, and I'm helping change other people's mindset as well.
I think that's incredible, because one of the things that, you know, I did hear you say is that you got involved to try to make a little extra money. And we know in today's economy, there are plenty of people sitting at their kitchen tables right now trying to figure out, how can I make an extra couple of dollars, you know, and not really understanding that, you know, if there's no jobs, if there's no actual opportunities out there in the mainstream, on Main Street, I do believe that the network marketing industry can offer an opportunity for people to actually create their own opportunities and make a little extra dollars and or make a career like you did, Mr. Moore. So I really think, you know, that people out there, you know, in the audience, they really need to fully understand, you know, that network marketing is a legitimate business model. It is a perfect way for companies, you know, to distribute their products and their services. But the one thing that I can tell you that everyone in network marketing may have always experienced is the objections. And the biggest objection that I know that even crossed my mind, and even when, you know, some of my legal clients come and, you know, they talk to me about opportunities and somebody who has approached them, is pyramid. you know, this whole thing about pyramid scheme. So if you're out there and you're approaching someone and you're, you know, giving them this opportunity or, you know, exposing them to the opportunity, I'm sure you have come across the objection. Is this one of those pyramid things? Can you once and for all explain, is network marketing a pyramid scheme, Mr. Moore?
Well, I'm so glad that we delved right into this subject because I get it all the time. First of all, the dismissive attitude that people have really sometimes just kind of puts me like into a negative vibe. But the reason why I can swing into a positive one is because I know the information. First of all, pyramids are illegal. Let's just get that out right off the bat. You know, the truth is that a pyramid structure is the same in every substantial business model across the world. I mean, when I was in the military, that was a pyramid scheme. We only had one commanding officer, and then he might have some staff officers, then he may have some NCOs, and then he had the soldiers. That's a pyramid model. I mean, the school that I went to, you know, there was only one principal. There might have been a couple of deans, you know, a whole bunch of teachers, and then a whole bunch of students. You know, but let's kind of delve into one of the things about an illegal pyramid scheme. An illegal pyramid scheme, and that's the thing let's start off with. First of all, pyramids are illegal, as I said before. But an illegal pyramid scheme, when you talk about enrolling people for the sake of making money. Let me give you an example. Most jobs that I worked for, you know, had a savings program. Now, they don't call them savings programs. They call them SUSUs. And basically, that involved people, you know, trying to save money, but that involved everyone bringing in their money, and then they did it on a revolving thing where each person brings it in different weeks and then somebody else will receive. Well, you know, the government has really listed that as an illegal pyramid scheme. But most of the time when you have a company that requires you to bring in people and there's no legitimate product connected with that opportunity, that's illegal. So then what's a legal pyramid scheme? Just the opposite. You see, when you have a company that allows you to distribute service or a product, that means that you have a legitimate service or a product connected with that. So the fact that you can bring me in and I can be an independent distributor of your service, that means we have a relationship. I will sell your product, and then you will pay me. You also have a model saying that, hey, listen, I can bring on other people, and let's call them contractors or subcontractors. I can bring on other subcontractors, kind of show them your service, how it works, and then, you know, give them some tips on to how they can distribute it. Well, when you pay those people, you're also going to pay me because you're paying me for my effort and my time to do what? Give them the training on introducing your product. And so I think when people understand that, you know, then they recognize, okay, where have I seen that before? Because everybody knows a subcontract. I mean, anybody who's had a home for more than 5 or 6 years or 10 years have used a subcontractor at some point. So did they know the infrastructure of that business model? No. All they knew is that I need some work done. This is, you know, you're going to provide that work. This is your cost, and I pay your cost, and you've done the job that I'm doing. Well, really the same thing here. So when people really understand the difference between the business models, then they can stop using that dismissive language of pyramid scheme. And I just think that's a very popular saying that people just say, but they really don't understand, you know, what's the difference. And so they just use it out there because it's popular, but they really don't know what they're talking about because they don't understand. If they understood that a legitimate business model with a legitimate product is connected to this opportunity, then they'll stop using that language.
Well, I think that's very important, and I do want to make sure that I just bring it back because it's so important that I don't want to let anyone miss it. So basically, in the illegal pyramid scheme, if you will, you know, it's probably easiest to identify the pyramid scheme, you know, as there's no legitimate product or service involved. So you do not get a legitimate product in return for your initial investment. And then the other way is that you do not get a financial return unless you successfully recruit a number of people into your business. So basically, the pyramid schemes concentrate on the money that you could earn by recruiting new people into the pyramid and generally ignore the marketing and selling of the legitimate product or service that would be attached. So that is what I got from the pyramid, the illegal pyramid scheme. And then on the converse of that, the network marketing, the legitimate legal business model, basically focuses on the network marketing distribution of a product. And, you know, the legitimate network marketing company, the distributors are not required to recruit new distributors in order to earn a commission. They can earn money purely by selling the company's product. And that's what makes is different, you know, from the illegal pyramid scheme. So although the distributors can choose to sell the company's product to earn a commission, everybody wants, you know, to be a, nobody wants to be a salesperson, if you will. So, you know, that's why they choose to recruit to get more distribution out there in their organization so that it will build a bigger referral base. So it's not necessarily recruiting for money. You're actually recruiting to have more distributors out there to distribute the legitimate product so that you can earn your commission. So did I put that in a summary, you know, that you would agree with, Mr. Moore?
I mean, most definitely, you know, because in this type of model and what I try to teach, this is about creating a nationwide distribution of services. And so the more people you have that, of course, that are trained, that, of course, using the services for themselves, you can actually operate in more areas, even outside of your local market. So your summary was dead on.
Well, excellent. So, you know, now that we understand now what is network marketing, how an everyday 9-to-5 person could get involved in network marketing, let's switch, you know, now and just talk about a little, why would a company choose to use a network marketing distribution model as opposed to, you know, just paying for a commercial, if you will?
Well, you know, there's a couple of factors in that. First of all, as we know, advertising can be very expensive. So this is a way of cutting costs. You know, by now using, you know, an entity that can offer your services where you can just pay them with direct commission, because there are markets that that person probably can get into or have access to that maybe a commercial may not quite hit it. You know, it doesn't quite lose that human touch. But, of course, you know, the most important thing is really is a saving of the cost associated, you know, with advertising and distributing that product. It can be very costly. Then what's also good is that they choose to bypass the middleman, you know, by selling directly to the customer. You know, so that's really a lot of reasons why, you know, companies now are recognizing that, you know what, there's so many ways that we can get this product out. We don't have to pay these high costs. And think of it this way. I mean, think about the type of industries. I mean, the telecommunication industries, the food, you know, textile. All these type of companies have figured it out and now having some type of network marketing model connected to their company, because the biggest thing is that they want to get their products out there. They want to get their services out there. They want to cut costs in doing it, and it provides, you know, an ordinary person or even a business structure, a business entity, the ability to offer those type of services and add another stream of income, you know, to their model.
I think that's great. And when you said that, you know, I really started thinking in my head about all the companies that you wouldn't think that have a multi-level payout compensation structure. We wouldn't think about that as network marketing. But the insurance companies, you know, Amazon, you know, now has an affiliate marketing, network marketing type of model tied to it. There are now real estate coaching companies and also real estate agencies, you know, actually have that type of a structure, the structure that you laid out. So I believe that, you know, it allows startup companies to build a customer base, you know, through referrals without having to try to outspend their competitors' advertising budgets. Because as a startup company, you don't really have the large dollars it's going to take to advertise and get your product name, your brand out there. So essentially the network marketing levels of playing field, you know, that allows small businesses the same opportunity as their competing, you know, the competitor international heavyweight, if you will. So I really like the network marketing model. I do like the whole direct selling, bypassing the middleman aspect. And if I can figure out how to get my law practice in something like that, I think I might have to, you know, look at that a little bit, because I need to get more clientele out there, and I may not want to spend all my money on advertising trying to get my name out there, you know, on Martindale Hubble, if you will. So I'm really excited about that. I'm going to look into that, Mr. Moore. But also, I actually want to know, you know, in your opinion, what makes the MLM network marketing attractive to home-based business operators?
You know, I think there are numerous benefits to that, and unfortunately, you know, you have a lot of companies that try to mimic, you know, what it is that we do. But when you're talking about a home-based business operator, one of the few things is that, first of all, it puts you in a position of low-risk investment. I mean, most companies out there may have a startup of $300 or less, okay? So that's one of the things, low-risk investment, because, you know, if let's say you have to pay $250 to get involved and it doesn't work out, okay, you've only lost $250. You know, you haven't really lost that much money. Also, the potential to earn is very rewarding when you're talking about earning a residual stream of income. I mean, I love the fact that I try to teach people do something once and always get paid for it based on the initial action. And then, of course, the time freedom. I mean, it's just, you know, the quality of life that one can have by increasing their time freedom, it's just incredible. Because when you're talking about being able to leverage your time and leverage your income by getting other people involved, you may get to do things that you weren't able to do before. I mean, I knew that when I was working, you know, sometimes I worked from sun up to sundown. I mean, it was crazy. All of a sudden, I started adding another stream of income after 3 years. That little bitty stream of income that I was adding, you know, was almost triple what I was making at my job. That means that there were some decisions that I had to make. I said, I can't keep going at this pace. So the time freedom, being able to pick up my daughter after school, you know, every day, being able to take her to school, you didn't have to worry about, you know, punching in a clock or anything like that. I remember I always tell this joke, but, I mean, it wasn't a joke. It really happened. You know, our first formation was at 0700, which is, of course, 7 a.m., and it was amazing because I had, you know, I made a pretty good commission that week. So instead of getting there at 7 o'clock, I got there, like, at 9 o'clock, and, you know, my commanding officer was looking at his wife, like, and I looked at him back, like, I said, man, y'all glad I'm here. I mean, that's the type of freedom, you know, that we all strive for. So anyone who's interested in a home-based business, those are the things they really want to look for. They want to look for the low-risk investment, the potential of residual streams of income, and then gain that time freedom.
Wow. I think that's phenomenal. And I'm really happy to have you on, you know, on this call, and we're definitely going to have you back, you know, to talk about some of these, you know, free enterprise type of strategies, because in Generational Wealth Zone, you know, we definitely – strive for five, and we encourage everyone to go after five streams of income. And a part of that five streams of income, we're always talking about real estate, stock market investing, business ownership, and a part of that business ownership, I'm always encouraging people for that low-risk opportunity, which is a network marketing company, but also identifying what a legitimate, you know, network marketing company may look like. So I do believe that some of these things and strategies and topics that you're actually talking about is really going dead in line on what we actually teach and preach at Generational Wealth Zone. So with that, I just want to dive right into that because, you know, as a trainer in the network marketing industry, I want to know what advice would you give to someone looking into the network marketing industry as a home-based business? They're sitting home struggling, trying to figure it out, and they have been approached by everyone because, you know, there's everybody pushing and promoting a network marketing opportunity. So how would one decipher between the differences in the network marketing industry companies, if you will? What would be some of the things they would look for in choosing a network marketing company, I guess is my better question.
Well, one of the things, you know, that help a person make that decision is to first look within themselves and ask themselves why. Why am I now delving into this opportunity? You know, and it may be some of the reasons where I mentioned before. You know, are you looking to make some more money? Okay. Do you believe in what the company is offering? Okay. Are you in a position where you want to try to help people? I know for myself, when I first got involved, the type of service they have was really needed. I was in a situation where I needed the type of services, and when the service helped me, you know, that really made my battle cry. You know, so once you get into that, now you're just talking about just trying to choose a company because, like I said, there's so many companies out there. One of the things you want to ask that you want to ask yourself is, first of all, is this a legitimate product that's involved? Okay, because if we're talking about selling nonsense or, you know, selling something or some type of phantom product, yeah, that's not going to make it. Because remember, your word is who you are. And most of the time, when people are getting started in a company like this, they're going to their friends, they're going to their family, they're starting off with the people they know. And so when you're coming up with something that's not legitimate, it's going to really make you look bad. So that's the first thing. Second thing is, do you get a commission based on the product of distribution or on the recruitment? That's very important. When we talk about legal pyramid schemes and illegal pyramid schemes, if you're talking about that I only make money when I bring people in, you need to run away because that's a legitimate business that you don't want to be involved in. you also want to be aware of the hype of ground floor opportunities. I mean, you know, some people may claim to make all this money and all that, and now we have laws even against that where you're not even allowed to give income claims, just basically letting them know that, hey, money can be made. So you always want to be, first of all, you really want to pay attention to the hype. Okay, now, does the company have a proven track record? How long has the company, you know, been around? You know, I was fortunate that the first company that I got involved had already been near 25 years, and I figured, hey, you've been near that long, you know, that means all the bumbles and stumps that you might have had, you got rid of that long time ago. You know, so you really want to look at that. Now, will the company have a buyback or an unsold product? What does that mean? In other words, do they have a money-back guarantee? You know, is there any way to get my money back? What if I'm buying products and if I have products left over, will you buy those back? If the answer is yes, that's the company you want to deal with because they're recognizing that, hey, we can take that product and move it to somewhere else as opposed to, nope, you bought it, you're stuck with it and live with it, okay? Is this a you also want to ask yourself, you know, on as far as on the track record, in regards to, you know, in the first 5 years, was a company profitable, you know? Because as you know, most companies, it takes 3 to 5 years to even make a profit. So that's a concept you want to look at. You know, is it a get-rich-quick scheme, okay? That's one thing you also want to ask yourself, you know, am I trying to make $1 million in a year? And, you know, you got to be realistic. Like, come on. All right, first of all, look at how much money you make at your job right now, how many hours a week you have to put in. You can't expect, you know, to put in less to get more. I think that's what most people want, and that's why they start and stop, you know, because they have unrealistic expectations. You want to manage expectations and say, based on this business model, you know, if I do the thing that I'm told to do, how much money can I make? Okay, now, if I can now get into a system where I can duplicate it, I might find myself where I actually can make some substantial amount of money, but I also have to be realistic and understand that, hey, it may take some time for me to do that. And then also the biggest thing is shop around. You know, if you're really thinking about getting into that model because you believe in the concept and you want to leverage your time, then shop around. Find your passion. And that's why I want you to identify what's your passion. Is it just money? You know, or do you want to get involved in something that was going to actually help people? Because one thing I recognize that the more people's problems that you help, your problems disappear. We are put on this earth to serve, period. So if you can find something where it actually help, you know, your fellow mankind, guess what? That's where the riches, that's where the wealth actually comes from.
Wow. Wow. And then also, on top of that, you know, with the training that comes with that, and I know you train people in multiple network marketing, you know, opportunities. So it's not just one company that you actually train for. So I know that you provide solid training, but I'm sure that you would advise that, you know, the training system that the network marketing company has is also of utmost importance to make sure that they're not sending people out there untrained and actually might be out there duping people against company policy, et cetera, et cetera.
You're absolutely right. You know, when I look at a company, I want to know what type of training they have, and do you have a solid field training system? Because you're going to need somebody who's more experienced to show you how to get started. And then once I show you how to get started, you can now teach others and how they can get started. That's very important. Everyone who has a job recognizes that, because I'm pretty sure most people, when they came into work, they didn't say, go out there and do it, run. You know, a supervisor or somebody more experienced showed them, okay, this is how we do it here in this company in order to get this job done. You know, and we're going to give you a certain amount of time for you to pick it up. If you can pick it up, keep it moving. But if not, we may have to let you go and get someone else. Same thing in this company here. Is it something that's duplicatable that anyone could do that if you just learn the basics? That's very important if you're going to be talking about looking for a company.
Wow, this has been great. Before I let you go, Mr. Moore, I do want to know, you know, I know you're out there training. I know you have events and things of that sort. You know, is there any type of announcements or events that you have that the everyday person can come to learn more about the network marketing and the industry?
Well, yes, I'm very happy to announce that we have an MLM game, you know, that actually talks about some of the principles that we've been talking about. And I'm just very excited that we'll actually be playing this game. And you can definitely go onto our website, which is www.williamdmoore.com to get more information. Gamification is really a concept that has been taking wave in the last few years where you're making a concept fun. You know, and there have been other types of board games that people might have heard. I know the most popular one is Cash Flow 101, and people who are in business really got an understanding of how, you know, business actually works in different industries. Well, same thing here in the MLM game. This really teaches you the basics about MLM. It shows you the importance of being trained, being able to give information, and it makes it fun. It makes people really understand. So if you are already in the MLM industry, it's going to enhance what you already know. If you've never been in the MLM industry, it's really going to make you appreciate what a person has to go through and talk as far as distributing services, giving training and support, you know, to people. So I'm very excited. Once again, go on to my website, www.williamdmoore.com, to get more information, and we'll see you at our next live event.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Moore. And I just want to add to that, because I truly am a true gamification person. I believe that games are a powerful training tool because they reflect our true behavior in life and in business. And if the MLM game is anything like Cash Flow 101, which I actually facilitate, I know that playing the MLM game, you know, will allow the players to see where their strengths and weaknesses are, and introducing, you know, people to their team members. You know, if they're reacting or behaving in a certain way in the game, you can bet that they're doing the same thing in real life, which may be holding them back. And the areas where they're struggling during the game will be the areas that they struggle in business. So the more they play the game, the more they'll notice and begin to improve in the areas that they have challenges in. And that's why I am a big proponent of gamification in life and in business, because it makes it fun. And it actually has all, you know, the implications of business, but it has play money, and it has limited risk, so you can be like free to be yourself and learn different tools. So I'm very excited that you're one of the few network marketing trainers that's out there that actually is using the tools of gamification to help the people in the MLM industry. So I do applaud you for that, Mr. Moore, because that's phenomenal. And I really do think that more people really need to go onto your website, www.williamdmoore.com, to gain more information. Well, thank you so much for listening. That has been our time. We have been speaking with Mr. William Moore. This has been WealthZone Radio, your premier venue to educate and inspire individuals nationwide to pursue generational wealth by promoting access to leaders in various industries that enable you to act now. And this call has been no different. Thank you so much, Mr. William Moore. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you on our next show, Wealth Zone Radio. This is Teresa Martin, your host, signing out. Good night.
Thank you for listening to Wealth Zone Radio, and join us next month for more financial talk that matters.